Jeff Plaley's with the Office of the Commissioner of Railroads. You get a lot of issues through your desk every day, but what do you think of some of the things coming across here in Junction City in this area?
Well, I tell you, it's reminiscent of things that are actually happening all over the state. This winter has been really, as the CN representative mentioned, been harsh on the railroads, whether it's Kenosha, Solon Springs, Junction City. I'm hoping that as the backlog gets taken care of, that some of these problems alleviate themselves. I thought this was a great meeting tonight. I think that a lot of times the general public looks at the railroad as just kind of an entity out there without a face or a name or anything. I think it's good that they were able to let the railroad know what they were thinking and to hear good explanations from the railroad.
It seemed that the railroad had some comments where they believe things aren't happening the way they are, but the public is saying, no, these really are some problems with trains blocking crossings. People can't even walk across the tracks. Do you think there's going to be some resolution to this? Or?
Well, I hope so. I think it's in everybody's best interest to get the trains moving. And because as Kevin mentioned, a stopped train is not making any money. Now, I've noticed the calls to my office over the last couple of weeks have dropped way down. There for a while, every morning my phone would start ringing at 7 o'clock, and it was a block crossing somewhere in the state. So those have dropped way, way down. So I'm hoping it gets better. We have a lot of trains that are moving through the state. With the frac sand going out, and we have crude oil coming through, and the intermodal trains, there's just a lot of commerce moving through Wisconsin. And given our proximity to Chicago, too, when Chicago gets backed up, then it's a kink in the hose. Then we get backed up, and it just kind of comes all the way up the system.
You'd mentioned the oil coming in. There's just a recent order from the Federal Department of Energy, I believe, that you have to be notified when it's coming through. Is
yep.
that going to be an administrative problem with that many trains?
Well, I guess that's a question for the railroad. I just read that last night, and I haven't had a chance to talk to the railroads about that. I'm going to set up a meeting with our Director of Emergency Management for the state of Wisconsin and just see what cooperation they would need from us, because those calls wouldn't come to us. But they definitely are taking this very seriously.
You heard some of the people in the audience here at Junction City talk about other communities as well. Problems in Auburndale with people crossing parked trains. Some concerns in the Amherst area with bridges that they're wondering if the 100-year-old bridges are good.
Right,
what
right.
can you tell these people?
Well, the Amherst situation I'm not familiar with. I'm intimately familiar with Auburndale. And I got calls over the winter that the kids were crawling under the train to get to their school bus. That sends shivers down my spine. When I heard folks talking today about crawling through trains, my whole job is to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen. And I understand people are frustrated, but boy, oh boy, all it could take is, one slight movement to that train, and you could have just a horrid disaster.
Couple of the complaints on private crossings as well. One person outlined how a train left and came and left and came and left. They had three trains where through the course of the whole day, the crossing was open about an hour.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately not uncommon. We had a train that was stopped up near Ladysmith for 27 hours, and the ambulance went down the road and realized all of a sudden, here's this stopped train. They had to turn around and head back, and the guy who runs the ambulance up there is my mom's cousin, so I got a real earful on that. But Solon Springs, a couple of weeks ago, there was a snowstorm. Train stalled. Another train came through and stopped. There was a car accident on the other side of the track. So finally, that one resolved itself really quickly. CN was able to send an extra engine up and shove the broken down train out. Not all of them resolved that quickly. So it's not a problem unique to Junction City. And again, I'm hoping that, through meetings like this, not only here but around the state, that the railroad hears that these concerns are real, that people aren't making this stuff up, and we can get to some resolution.
There were some concerns about trains getting longer. It seems that on a single-track main line like this, you could have a train that is infinitely long if you get everybody else out of the way first. So you might have the ability to have a 300-car train as long as everybody gets out of the way all the way to Chicago.
Well, and that's a model that was really started by the former management of CN, who is now the management at Canadian Pacific, where they prefer to run longer trains and then less frequent short trains. So It used to be very uncommon to see a two-mile train. Now it's very common. I saw a couple on my way up here today. But again, I don't know how much longer they can be, because at some point they're going to have to be on a siding, unless they're one of those zip trains that just goes through. I had heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but at one point Union Pacific ran a five-mile train out west. I'm just trying to imagine in my head a five-mile-long train.
It must have had quite a bit of horsepower on the front end, for one thing.
Front end and back end and middle. So,
Marshfield, you mentioned, is a whole nother can of worms. Maple Crossing is a biggie right now.
Right.
Any idea where that's going? I know the city is looking at a temporary crossing to get some data. I'm guessing your office would like that closed.
They're looking at a three-week temporary closure. I'm going to have to rule if there's a petition, whether to close that or not. There hasn't been a petition in yet. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I was hoping for a longer one, because that crossing, it's, you know, we've had accidents there.
That's a crossing which seemed to go pretty well for quite a while, and then suddenly you have a short period of time where you have three incidents.
Well, and that happens. You know, I've seen that happen in other parts of the state, too. Traffic patterns change, population density shifts, that kind of stuff that all affects the crossings.
Where do you go from here, taking this data from the meeting?
I'm going to keep working with the railroad, with the local elected officials. Like I said, I served with both the senator and the representative, and I work well with them, and we'll just keep monitoring it, and hopefully the situation gets better.